Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 12th, Thursday, 2019, day 345. Today's topic, how to heal spiritual flu. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18, Amos chapter 7, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 15, Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 to 22, Proverbs 29, verse 23. Today's main passages. The first one is Amos chapter 8, verses 11 to 12. The days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst of water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. The second passage, Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 to 22. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and slave to put on your eyes, so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is how to heal spiritual flu. This morning when I was having time with Abba at Richmond Emmanuel Church, I received a new term. During our small group prayer session, this new term is spiritual flu. What is spiritual flu? Number one, to be a Christian, but it is somewhat like someone get flu. Sometimes very cold, sometimes very hot, and sometimes lukewarm. Wow, that's the virus of the flu. Today's Revelation chapter 3 verses 15 to 18 describes this is the reality of many Christians since 2,000 years ago, like those people having flu, unable to walk and very weak. Do you know flu can kill? This is how yesterday's Revelation chapter 3 verses 1 to 3 describes of the lives of many Christians and churches are dead. To the angels of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up! Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Number two, spiritual famine. Because people are not able to hear God's words, his voice, cannot feel and experience his presence, just like what it says in today's Amos, chapter 8, verses 11 to 12. Let me read again. The days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. You know, it's happening now. Lots of people, lots of Christians, they say they cannot hear the word of God. They are just studying the word of God. That's past tense, not present tense. Yeah, it's sad. How to heal spiritual flu? That's from today's Revelation chapter 3, verses 20 to 22. Number one, be able to hear the sound of Jesus knocking on the door of your heart. It needs your repentance, actually, if you want to hear the sound. Number two, open the door of your heart quickly. Number three, invite Jesus to come in. Number four, to have meals with him, as simple as having daily meals with your Father. Number five, he will be with you always. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, heal our spiritual flu and use us to heal the spiritual flu of those you have prepared for us to bring to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to receive healing for your spiritual flu and for Jesus to use you to heal other people? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.